That's November 21st, Sunday, at 1 p.m., the WBAI Community Advisory Board.
This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online. Stay tuned for Ecologic coming up.
You don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
If they keep on polluting the earth and telling where we're gonna plant our seed, it makes me wanna cry. For the children, makes me wanna cry. For Mother Earth, makes me wanna cry.
Water are healthy air and water. Every day is Earth Day. I'm Ken Gale.
I'm Sally Gellert.
Donna disappeared.
Donna Stein should be with us too. This is Ecologic for November 19th, 2021.
When your air or water are clean, thank an environmentalist. If not, become one. Enough said. We all want more solar energy. Today, we talk about what is needed to have more solar and what has been stopping it.
Our guests will introduce themselves so you have a voice to go with the name.
Manna Jo?
Hi, Manna Jo Green, Environmental Action Director for Hudson River Loop Clearwater, and I also serve on the Ulster County Legislature.
And Ron?
My name is Ron Leonard. Hello, WBAI. I always wanted to say that. And I started a bunch of groups. One of them is the Renewable Energy Coalition.
So, Manna Jo, explain solar maps.
Solar maps. Okay. Yes, we have 15 municipalities here in the Mid-Hudson region that are working together to develop a map of their own local community that shows all the good places to install solar or other renewable energy and also storage systems. The focus is on solar, and it's to help them get to understand their community and what will work and what won't to protect important resources, but also maximize the installation of renewable energy so we can truly transition to a renewable energy economy in a very short period of time.
So how can people use that map?
Well, the first step is to understand the existing zoning, understand the various land uses, what areas need to be protected or avoided, what areas are ideally suited, and where the grid is, because there may be good areas that can't interconnect to the grid, and that would mean a relatively expensive process of changing the grid to bring it to a good location for renewable energy generation.
So you're working with basically with town governments on this or with local citizens?
Recording in progress. Mostly it's town planners and local people and environmental commission volunteers. There are a few just volunteers that are interested, but mostly it's some form of an appointed or an elected municipal official from the seven counties from Westchester up to Ulster and Dorset.
Yeah, it sounds like it's fairly specialized knowledge that's needed or that has to be developed pretty quickly.
Yes, absolutely. You know, right off the bat, you can say that large open spaces that are not prime farmland or forest or sensitive ecological areas, but areas like landfills and parking lots and abandoned shopping centers and brownfield sites, those would all quite likely be very good sites. And, you know, if a municipality takes the time to look at their town and find those good sites, areas that are south-facing hills that are not being used for agriculture and are not wooded, et cetera. So this is a tool to help a municipality understand their land use in the context of promoting solar and other renewables, but also then to give a loud signal to the developers where they are welcome and where they're not.
Yeah, I think, Manna, I think that's good that we need to talk more about what is working.
Sally, I'm having a hard time hearing
Donna, you. Speak up.
Or Donna.
Okay.
Ron, could you talk about the history of the mapping project?
Well, there's two projects we're talking about. One of them is what Manna Joe has been involved in. The other is something that's been around for a decade. The decade started with the great event that was put together by Cooney and my friend Tria Case. And this is nysolarmap.com. And the difference between the two mapping entities, so to speak, or resources available on the Internet, is that the nysolarmap.com is made for you and me. And what we can do with that nysolarmap is go to my house, look at a heat map of my house's roof, for example. What is a heat map? A heat map is really a interesting way of showing what's shaded and what's not. And obviously, if it's shaded, it's not a perfectly great spot for a solar panel, but if it's not, it's great. And you can actually use this solar map to design a solar system on your roof, and then it will show you how much energy that system produces and what the payback is like. And if you happen to live in New York City and Con Ed's territory, it will actually show how that solar system can or cannot be connected to this grid. And that's sort of important because some of the feeders in New York City are 100 years old and are ancient and creaky and should be upgraded. But logically, a lot of small systems are not going to affect that. And you could see, rather than wasting your time, whether that system on your roof can fit into the grid, and boom, you can make a decision right then and there whether this makes sense for you.
So I just go to NewYorkSolarMap.com, put in my own address, and I get all that information.
You're doing it for you. Yeah, you're doing it for yourself, and it's not just a map. It's...
Oops.
Ron, we just...
Ron, we lost you.
Ron.
What?
Wait.
Oh, boy. What's a live radio show without technical difficulties, right?
Engineer, we can't hear Ron.
So for somebody who's looking to focus on their own solar possibilities, the NJSolarMap.com, or NY, can you tell I live in New Jersey? NYSolarMap.com can give you very individualized solutions. What Mana Joe is looking at is more of a community-based project. So interesting to have them working together.
Let's see if we have Ron back. Can you hear me now?
Boy, this is going to be fun. We just had COP26. We just had a conference about saving the environment, making it livable for the future. And young people are trying to explain the urgency. And one of the ways of making a solution to this climate disaster is more solar energy on more rooftops. And the solar map project from CUNY is helping us do that. The project that Mana Joe is involved with 15 different communities in upstate New York, just north of the city, it's a wonderful... I mean, solutions are happening. Mana Joe, how far along are you in getting solar on more places?
Well, that's why we're doing this solar mapping project, so these communities can understand the really good areas that in between and the areas that for one reason or another are not going to work in their community. And there are some very good incentives for installing solar. The solar system I installed a few years ago, it cost half because of federal tax credits and other incentives that are available to people. And this also goes for energy retrofits. So reducing the amount of fossil fuel we need to consume is as important as generating it cleanly. But the task of getting to 70% renewable energy with storage by 2030 is immense. And I think we all have to kind of roll up our sleeves and see how we can help. That could be to install a solar system on your own property, your own rooftop, or to get your school or community center or other municipal building to take that action. There are also community solar projects, which you can join, which will you subscribe to it, and you reap the savings. but by subscribing, you essentially help finance the system, and then you reap the benefits. So there's community solar, and then very large-scale, utility-scale solar. There's also the potential in appropriate places to capture low-impact hydroelectric or wind energy offshore or onshore. And there's even the potential to capture tidal energy if it's done in a way that doesn't harm the aquatic ecosystem. It's coming on board steadily, but there are some obstacles, and there are also it's a huge challenge, the amount of landmass that will need to be covered to achieve New York State's goal of 70% renewables by 2030 and 100% by 2040.
Well, my first thought is big box stores and warehouses, roofs like that, parking lots. I know that we had someone a couple of weeks ago talking about the possibility of solar canopies over public parking lots.
Yeah. All of that is part of the mix. And by the way, anyone can go on to the mapping tool I was talking about. You don't have to sign up to be part of the municipal regional mapping project. It's available to anyone, and you can look at your own community. And one of the layers that is so clear is rooftops of large industrial facilities or large shopping plazas with their parking lots. Those are all essentially ideal locations, but there are many others as well. And by the way, it's called How to Solar. If you look up Scenic Hudson's mapping tool called How to Solar, it'll come up right away, and you can, just play with it. Click on different layers, read through. It's very, very accessible to anyone. The advantage of doing it as a group is we can learn from each other's questions and suggestions and solutions.
Yeah. Sure. The old two heads are better than one theory, and six are better than two. Variety of perspectives. Yeah. Ron, are you back?
Sally, can people hear me now? All right,
yes.
Ron, hey, I took the earphones off. They weren't seeming to work. Good old technology. Ron, are you back on? What is ecologic without technical interesting things happening?
Ron has some interesting things to say about, the solution that solar is, and how this is a local solution. That solar is a local solution to the energy crisis for every part in the world. Manager was saying it's rural areas, suburban areas, city areas. Everybody can use this. We don't need to import electricity from Canada. We don't need to build more methane power plants. The electricity is available right here and now. And the one of the main obstacles, of course, is the solar panels themselves, which is why what Manajo said about using less energy is so important. Because so many of for various reasons, the solar industry was relying on China for solar panels. And now we can't get them. And we're not making them here anymore. We used to make, the United States used to make solar panels. Ontario was making solar panels, and they got stopped by the fossil fuel industry. Donna, go ahead.
So, yeah, I think that Ron is back with us. Ron, are you... there you are.
So I apologize. I'm calling from sunny Puerto Rico, where the sun is shining, but the lines don't work so great.
Ah, that's what happened. Okay, so we're tying up. We have just a few more minutes for the show. Boy, the time really flies. So, Ron, tell us more.
Before I was rudely interrupted by technology, I was trying to tell you that you can use the solarmap.com to size a system, design a system, and see how it pays back. And if you find out inadvertently that your location is unavailable for solar, or you rent a building or something like that, you can also go to nysolarmap.com and look up community shared solar and participate that way.
Mm. Yeah, we just got a couple of community solar projects in Bergen County. So,
community supported solar.
If you look at what that means, if you look at community shared solar ny.com, you'll see what that's all about.
This all is so urgent. I know that's one thing that was covered by both our guests and our pre-talks. Was how urgent this need is. This isn't just another show about solar. This is a show about what we need to do now. And the now has to be emphasized.
The urgency is emphasized. 59 billion tons of greenhouse gases each year. We can't wait.
Time to stop talking and start acting.
Yeah, exactly. The utilities are trying to stop it, and some of the politicians are, but we have the power, and we can get the power.
I would recommend that each one of your listeners start somewhere. If it's not on their own rooftop, then their place of employment, or their house of worship, or community buildings, but put their energy into, you know, making sure that solar is being installed in their sphere of influence. I think that's just so important. And then the other thing that we touched on that I really want to emphasize, and I learned this from Ron, is how much we need to actually cultivate the ability of the U.S. to manufacture the panels and associated equipment so that we can rapidly transition to that, renewable energy economy.
That is such a great takeaway for the end of our show, because, as usual, the time has flown by and we do need to wrap it up. But thanks for joining us, everyone. For more information, you can reach Mana Jo Green at www.clearwater.org. That's www.clearwater.org. And Ron Leonard at www.renewableenergycoalition.org. That's renewableenergycoalition.org.
Join us next week for our special holiday show.
Food, glorious food.
To get environmental news on a variety of topics, such as Extinction Rebellion blocking the United Nations headquarters to protest the lack of urgent action at COP26, and to listen to the show again and any of our past shows, go to www.ecoradio.org.
That's www.ecoradio.org.
You can rely on Ecologic to bring you news of upcoming events and people making a difference. This is the most important role for Ecologic and WBAI-FM.
And those of you online, please sign up for our email list to stay connected with us. Those of you on social media, like Facebook, please like our page. Enter Eco-Logic.
Previously, many video and audio versions of Ecologic have been available to you as donation premiums. We have the CDs and DVDs and are working to bring back easy donation options on the website. We'll keep you posted. Yeah. Meanwhile, we'd really like you to call 212-209-2950 and say that you want to be a member or a BAI buddy in the name of your favorite radio program, Ecologic.
Thanks to our terrific engineer, Reggie Johnson. We couldn't do this without you.
I'm Ken Gale.
I'm Sally Gellert.
And I'm Donna Stein. Join us November 26th at 2:30 for Food Glorious Food. Thanks so much, Ron Leonard and Mana Jo Green.
For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Askia Muhammad. Here are some headlines. Kyle Rittenhouse, the teenager who killed two people and shot another during unrest in Kenosha, Wisconsin, was acquitted of first-degree intentional homicide and four other felony charges today. He held back tears and appeared to collapse forward on the table. The panel of five men and seven women deliberated more than 25 hours over the past 4 days. He had been charged with homicide, attempted homicide, and reckless endangering after killing two men and wounding a third with an AR-style semi-automatic rifle during a tumultuous night of protests over police violence against black people in the summer of 2020. The former police youth cadet is white, as were those he shot. House Democrats this morning passed their sweeping social spending and climate plan in a 220 to 213 vote. The latest version of the Build Back Better Act is dramatically smaller than initially proposed, but it still contains many key elements of President Biden's legislative agenda. That includes substantial funding to universal pre-K, extended tax breaks for millions of families with children, and the largest investment in clean energy that the federal government has ever made. The bill now heads to the Senate, where differences between party centrists and progressives will likely take weeks to resolve. If it ultimately passes the Senate, it will be the most significant expansion of the social safety net by the government since the 1960s. New weekly jobless claims came in slightly higher than expected, but still eked out a new pandemic-era low, with the weekly rate of those rendered newly out of work coming closer to pre-virus levels. When the Labor Department released its jobless claims report, here were the main metrics compiled by Bloomberg. First-time unemployment claims held below the psychologically important 300,000 level for a sixth straight week. The city of Aurora, Colorado, has agreed to pay $15 million to settle a civil rights lawsuit brought by the family of Elijah McClain, a 23-year-old black man who was tackled by police, placed in a chokehold, and later injected with a large amount of the powerful sedative ketamine. He died several days later. At the time, McClain was walking home with an iced tea from the corner store. The bipartisan group of attorneys general from 11 states and the District of Columbia is investigating the photo-sharing platform Instagram and its effect on childhood and young adults, saying its parent company Facebook, now called Meta Platforms, minimizes the negative impact the app can have on young people. The investigation targets, among other things, the techniques Meta uses to help keep young people on its platforms and the harms that extended time spent on Instagram can cause. Leaked internal research showed that Instagram hurt a significant percentage of teen girls, resulting in issues ranging from depression to self-harm. Demonstrators inside a pink boat protesting unchecked climate change were removed by police today after temporarily blocking traffic in downtown Washington. The group Extinction Rebellion claimed responsibility. The group says it's, quote, a decentralized, international, and politically nonpartisan movement using nonviolent direct action and civil disobedience to persuade governments to act justly on the climate and the ecological emergency.